My heart today goes out to El Paso, Texas, as well as in Dayton, Ohio, where these massacres just occurred. My respect and love to them and hope for their recovery and some sincere effort within the grief process to make that as easy as possible. It never is really easy, but as easy as possible. I hope I address today especially the new voters of the last 8 years. I'd like to talk to the young of America today with this talk in the hope that they would become human rights activists. And what would I say to them after 50 years in this work? What would I say to them? And I'm going to try and do this right. Make it short. But it's also the wisdom of my mother, Mary Olivia Godden Healy, and my partner, Farrell Garrahy. I learned and was taught justice by these two women. So this is my talk to the young. My request to you is that we hold the human rights victims in the center of our hearts. Remember that they're the wee people, the little people, the innocent, stuck in dirty, filthy jails, the babies who have lost their mothers, the fathers carrying their children to find food and being embarrassed in front of them, our own children, not to be able to feed them, and the young girl facing rape, not once, and not by one soldier. These are the people for whom we work. Embrace them and hold them and listen to them. They will help us. They will strengthen us. Their courage to speak to their governments is what moves the decent forward. We need them, and we live off of their spilled blood. It is their sons and daughters whose blood is spilled and whose hearts are broken for the love of freedom. And so I hope their voices in us, human rights activists, turn into thunder and let our candles in us turn into bonfires and let every government collapse until that government promises decency and security for all of its people. I want to repeat, let every government collapse until decency and fairness is guaranteed every day by that government. Then, until then, let us use our courage the way the human rights victims have already expressed their courage by living and dying, by demanding change and paying the price. Yes, paying the price. And let us match in this next election the victims' guts and determinations all over the world, the Mandelas and the Kings, Roberta Manchus, the Mandelas, all the great people of the earth who moved all of us forward. Doing is the game. Talking is a waste of time. And I hope you'll find in your heart, if you become a human rights activist, to see the world in a true equality. And that includes in our own country. We must begin with a simple, level playing field for all. And the United States has simply taken too long to get to that level playing field. It is time to reach that level playing field where the child in the garbage dump feels as good as us, who waste our food and our products and to put into that garbage dump. Yes, that's what true freedom is and true democracy and true humanity is when the little people of the earth can walk the earth and feel as good as us because there's a true level playing field for all of us. I wish you well today, and I hope you might take some of this to heart. It has certainly helped me, and my best to you. Thank you.